To all the members, I say good morning to you. I bring greetings from the Great Rising Star Missionary Baptist Church of St. Louis, Missouri, with Reverend Pastor Nathaniel Griffin. He's my pastor. And, you know, when Reverend Peels asked me would I do a selection, I always try and listen to testimonies or just a word. And what helped me was when the children came out and did the skit this morning, and it was confessing the tongue. And then when I heard about your golf and all the ministries that you were doing, and you're asking for help, and then intercessory prayer was done this morning, and I just kind of sat and I looked and I said, well, Lord, you know, you're going to have to help me come up with something. But through all of this, they're asking for God's help. But I'm just going to minister you a couple choruses of a song that all of your help cometh from the Lord.
Amen.
Okay? All of your help. Yes. And if the musician can help me out a little bit, I take this in B flat.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Know that Lord is the key.
Thank you again for that beautiful, magnificent song. It has been my pleasure to serve as your worship leader today. And now Pastor Pills will take us deeper into the Word and higher in the Lord. Thank you for your prayers.
Praise God for another opportunity. It's always a pleasure to have our young people of all ages, as a matter of fact. Amen. Amen. Truly, we thank and praise God for an opportunity to be before you today. And those of you with your Bibles, would you turn with me to the book of Nehemiah, the Old Testament book of Nehemiah. And when you have found that, please stand to your feet as we give reverence to the Word of God. Nehemiah chapter 7. And just hold your finger there as we make our proclamation. Nehemiah chapter 7. Let's hold our Bibles high. Repeat after me. This is my Bible. God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that He may prove His word in my life today. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 7. Together, let's read verses 4 and 5. Nehemiah chapter 7, verses 4 and 5. When you have it, please say amen. Amen. Let us read. Now the city was large and great, but the people were few therein, and the houses were not builded. And my God put me into mine heart to gather together the nobles and the rulers and the people, that they might be reckoned by genealogy. Stop right there. Read it one more time. And my God put into mine heart to gather together the nobles and the rulers and the people, that they might be reckoned by genealogy. Amen. You may be seated in His presence. And think with me shortly from this theme. It is my job to secure our future. Look at the neighbor and say again, neighbor, it is my job to secure our future. Look at someone else and say, neighbor, can I get a witness? When we look in the book of Nehemiah, we understand that Nehemiah had a very cushiony job. And his job was the wine tester or the food tester for the king. However, Nehemiah was a long way from home. And when he got the news that home was messed up, Nehemiah could not understand how home could be messed up, because so many of his brethren had went back home. But what Nehemiah found out was the people at home had no fire under them. The people at home had got let. They got used to looking at the ruin. They got used to people not doing anything. And all of a sudden, the ruin just looked good to them. Hello? They have been laying around so long that laying around is all they wanted to do. So the Lord sent Nehemiah back to light a fire underneath them. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, can I light your fire? Nehemiah was dealing with some deadbeats, some deadheads, some people who got used to having nothing. They forgot all about that they were in charge of their future. They forgot all about God was the one who had raised them up, who had given them some sense and knowledge on how to rebuild the city, but they had got used to doing nothing. Child of God, we have to be careful and mindful. Doing nothing can become addictive. Hello? We celebrated some young people today who had worked extra hard And they were just congratulated and blessed with good grades. I came to tell you, good grades does not come by doing nothing. Hello? You have to work hard. You have to dig a little deeper. You have to burn the night on a little bit longer. You have to go through the trial and the tribulation. Good lesson and good work does not come by sleeping on the job. Some of us need to know you don't get promoted by going in late, leaving early. Nehemiah had to come in and light that fire. Somebody said, light my fire. And when Nehemiah left the king and he went there, he told him, wake up. Don't you understand we are a blessed people? We're not supposed to be laying around in ruins. Don't you know you are not just a generation, but a priesthood, a royal priesthood. Don't you realize that you are king, queen, and noble? You are not just a nobody, but you are somebody. And when he started preaching to them and teaching them, all of a sudden, the fire was lit. Here it is. They have laid 30, 40, 50 years doing nothing. And Nehemiah comes in and he starts talking to them. And they're working and they're working. And in just a matter of years, the whole Jerusalem wall was rebuilt. Tell somebody that's something else now. But they needed somebody to come and light their fire. They needed somebody to come and shake them up. They needed somebody to remind them that they are a blessed people. I hope you didn't close your Bible, because we're going back to Nehemiah chapter 5. And the scripture says, my God has put into mine heart to gather together nobles and rulers and people. Nobles and rulers and people. Nehemiah said, look at here. God brought me back here because he's got something special for you to do. I need somebody that know they are of a royal priesthood to raise your hand. Put your hand down. I need somebody to know that they are God's special child. Raise your hand. Put your hand down. And I need somebody that know that they are God's number one favorite child to raise your hand. Then I want you to know this morning, I stand in the shoes of Nehemiah. I came to tell you, get off your rusty dusty and let's get busy. God has opened doors for us. He has sent blessings straight from heaven, and we're sitting around like there is nothing going on. Look at your church calendar. The church is open every day of the week. Don't you know God is telling us, I'm coming not only to give you life, but give you life more abundantly. There is no reason for us not to get busy. There is no reason for us not to see prayers answered. In John 9:4, Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day, for night comes when no man can work. We need to understand, just like our foreparents made sure there was a roof over this building, it is now our responsibility to make sure that the building is kept secure. We want our children and our grandchildren to be able to look back and say, you know what? I want Sister Kennedy to say, Mom and Daddy made sure we had a place to worship. I want Brother Zacchaeus and Brother Carter to say, you know what? My daddy played on the organ. My daddy sang in the choir stand. I'm so glad they secured my future. But you won't get it sitting down. Nehemiah had to come along and remind them. Just like I'm reminding you today, we are not just a anybody, but we are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. And if you know that God is your father, you're not looking for crumbs anymore. He has given us the entire loaf, a slice at a time. And it is for us to come in and say, Lord God, show me what you want me to do. Nehemiah is there and he's preaching and he's teaching. He said, I want you to make sure people will know that you have been here. We celebrate our children. Yes, we do. But you know what? When those children make the honor roll, it is because there has been a parent that has been on them. Then turn off that television, unplug that CD, get your happy self in them books. presence of God, not reaching up, not stretching, trying to get all we can get. Every now and then, you ought to challenge yourself to be better today than you were yesterday, and challenge yourself to be better on tomorrow. We are not a people of mediocrity. You must understand, just getting by is not good enough for children of God. Just getting by is not good enough when you are a royal priesthood. Just getting by is not good enough when you're reaching for excellence. How many of y'all believe in excellence? Raise your hand. How many of you want the best for your children? Raise your hand. And how many of you know God wants us to not only be blessed, but blessed abundantly? Say glory! We should trust.
We need to understand today that we have been called by a magnificent God. We have been called by an awesome God. We have been called by an all-powerful God. And God wants us to rise up beyond the mediocrity. God wants us to look around and see all that He has done for us. Don't we realize today that it is God in whom we live, move, and have our being? He doesn't want us to keep taking junk. Nehemiah went back home, and he had told them to stir it up. Say, John, I came to tell you, stir it up. Quit being happy always at the tail end. Every now and then you ought to recognize God made you the head and not the tail. He put us above and not beneath. Stir it up. When you get in your rightful position, you understand you are not a slave, but you are a noble person. You are a royal person. You are of high echelon. Nehemiah's righteous indignation got stirred up because he got tired of his people looking for crumbs. I don't know about you, St. John, but it unnerves me when I look around and see that we have just sunk into mediocrity. Where is the fight we used to have? Where is the pride we used to have? Who really don't mind you rolling up your sleeves, getting in, getting dirty? What's wrong with us today? Maybe if your hairdo won't let you get down and get dirty, change your hair. If your shoes are too tight, kick them off. If you can't get your suit dirty, put on your house coat. This ain't no playground. We're in a war. Don't you get tired of seeing our young sons and daughters walk in the street, don't have a clue of what's going on? Don't you get tired of people lying and talking about us? Don't you get tired of having a bag for a dollar, putting two nickels together? The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Why are you happy sitting on the back street of life? Nehemiah had to tell him, get up with your bad self. Come to church lollygagging. This ain't no playground. This is a war zone. And I don't know about you, but St. John, I came to get my praise on. I came to say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I came to raise my hand and say, glory. Have to come in here to get my praise on. Because I know a benediction, when we go out there, it's a war going on. Nehemiah had to remind them, yes, you got the wall built, but now set up for your generation. Set up for those who will follow you. As I was preparing for this lesson, I remember back in 1971, I was coming out of high school. And we were so glad that our high school class, we were able to get the emblem painted on our gym floor. And our teacher looked at us with much disgust. She said, you really think you've done something? Why is it that other high school classes donate they donate gymnasium, they donate tennis courts, and all you can do is get an E painted on the gym floor. And we have to look at her. Say, John, let me tell you, it's not good enough that we gather here Sunday after Sunday, just kicking it up on Sunday, when God blesses us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's not good enough to just come in and sit down at a pew. Where have you been all week? We are the ones who have to pass the word of the Lord from generation to generation. Who have you blessed since the last time we were here? Who have you laid hands on? Who have you prayed for? Tell your neighbor, we lighten it up today. See that, y'all scared. And then some of us, at one time we were not getting invitations to go anywhere. And now we have invitations all over. And some of us are already tired. And Jeremiah 12:5 puts it like this. If these few invitations would tire you out, what is really going to happen when God set the world on fire? What is really going to happen? We got two invitations this week. When they were read up, I'm tired. Baby, we ain't even in the war yet. We just, right now, we in training camp. But don't you know, when the Lord sends us out, somebody is going to see that we're working. They'll see that we're busy. And they're going to come in and join the fight. When we settle around and settle in, some of us are happy with swamp water. Swamp water stinks because it does not move. But we are a royal priesthood. We are part of the living water. Every time we get together, that should be a deliverance. Every time we get together, that should be a miracle. Every time we get together, we should hear the word of the Lord. Child of God, I understand Nehemiah. Nehemiah was trying to let them know we have to go farther than right here. How many of you like to move up? Anybody want to move up? Does anybody want to move on? Does anybody want some more of life today? Well, when we come to study the Word of God, we have to learn ourselves that when we read the Word, it shouldn't just stay in there. But God comes down, He takes the Word off the paper and write it in our heart. And then we get excited and go and perform what thus said the Lord. But if all you're doing is picking the Bible up on Sunday, putting it down to next Sunday, we ain't helping nobody. We ain't doing nothing, and we ain't going nowhere. Somebody say, help us, Lord. Galatians 6:9 says, be not weary in well-doing, for if you don't think, you're going to reap it. Every time we put something into the Word, every time we give God a little bit, He blesses us someplace else. Every time we kneel down and call out His name, He blesses us somewhere. The Word says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. If you ain't got nothing, it's because you ain't did nothing. Somebody say, I need to secure my future. As children of God, He is calling us right now to look around. Because when you help somebody, somebody will in turn help you. When you give to somebody, somebody will in turn give to you. When you just stretch your arms out, somebody will stretch their arms out to you. Children of God, this is not about the Lone Ranger. You can't do this by yourself, but you gotta have some help. Nehemiah looked at them. As I stand and look around, I see the royalty. As I stand and look through the congregation, I see kings and queens. I see princes and princesses. Child of God, if you would just look at yourself the way God sees you, all of a sudden, you wouldn't be happy always going to the goodwill. You won't be happy always going on the clearance rack. But you can say to yourself, I'm the king's kid. I'm supposed to have the best of everything. And children would say, I'm not happy with C's and D's. I'm supposed to have A's and B's because I'm a child of the king. We have to understand that even as our children read, at first we were a people that did not have mercy. But God has had mercy on St. John. Even in our dark days, God had mercy. When we didn't know our left hand from our right hand, God had mercy. When nobody wanted to talk to us, God had mercy. When everybody was talking against us, God had mercy. And now that God has opened up the windows of heaven and poured out blessings, God got mercy. And now that we are blessed beyond measure, God got mercy. Child of God, all that God has done for us, don't you know it's time for us to now do something for God? It's time now for us to gird up our loins and let the devil know, baby, you should have kept me when I was out in the world. But right now, I'm kicking it up for Jesus. I'm rolling back my sleeve. God is the one who brought me out of darkness into life. God is the one that picked me up when they knocked me down. God is the one that breathed the breath of life in my body. I will bless the Lord at all times. My soul makes a boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. That's how we secure our future. When we look around and see that if it were not for the Lord on our side, in hell we would have lifted up our eyes. As my sister sang, I look into the hills from which coming my help, because all of my help comes from God. I couldn't get up out of bed if God didn't touch me. I couldn't wake up if God didn't touch me. I couldn't get dressed if God couldn't touch me. Whatever I am today is because I am blessed by God. So what do? St. John, we tell ourselves the truth. We would not be here today if it were not God. We would not be as blessed as we are today if it were not God. We wouldn't be able to smile and hold our head up if it were not God. See, some of y'all sitting around like y'all don't know, but I remember crying in the dark of night. I remember saying, God, why? One more time. I remember my heart being broke and I hadn't done anything. I remember speaking to people and they turned their head just at the sight of me. I remember. But now I can secure my future. I can let a young person know, no matter what Satan tells you, you can grow up and be all God wants you to be. No matter how they laugh at you, God knows how to shut the enemy up. You can succeed in spite of where you live. You can succeed in spite of what mama did or daddy not being there. You can be anything you want to be. All you got to do, put your hand in God's hand and watch him lift you up. You can do it. One of our children want to be a doctor. You can do that. One of our children want to be a lawyer. You can do that. Baby, somebody, one of our kids need to want to be president. You can do that. There is nothing you cannot do. Jeremiah 12:27 says, is anything too hard for God? Nothing is too hard for God. Back in slavery time, black people didn't have a vote. Now we don't want a vote. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. And when you look and just understand, we serve a God that didn't bring us part of the way, but he is still bringing us all of the way. Every step we take, we take in God. Every breath we give, we give in God. When we raise our hands, it's all about God. Understand, every hallelujah is a brick in the building. Every thank you Jesus is a brick in the building. Every time you wave your hand, that's a brick in the building. And when we get through making these buildings, we are securing our future for our children. Some of us will never go to college, but we can pray somebody else's child into college. Somebody will never get a degree, but we can pray somebody else's child get a degree. Somebody will never go to Harvard, but we can pray one of our children into Harvard. Children, St. John, what I'm telling you is we can do anything. He said, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. What is our part in it? Some of us are so lazy, we don't ask for anything. Some of us are so stingy, we can't see any children outside of our own. But let me tell you, we are a family. And as long as we're a family, if one of us makes it, all of us make it. Because we got it like that. If I can't do nothing but celebrate my grandchildren, then you need to sit me down. Because then I need to celebrate every child, every member of this church. Because we are connected. That's how we secure our future. We need to understand, God has left us here for a reason. He has joined us together heart to heart and breast to breast. He wants to make sure that none of us have any lack in our home. Child of God, I can't get to heaven by myself. But when I get there, I want to make sure I can reach back and touch a brother, reach back and touch a sister, reach back and touch a member. I don't want to get to heaven and don't have nobody there. But it's my job to light your fire so we can all get to heaven together. You secure your future. Take your eyes off of your problem and look around and see who you can help. While you're celebrating your baby, look around and celebrate somebody else's baby. When Nehemiah went back home, he said, don't you understand? God is not pleased with us sitting around doing nothing. St. John, don't you understand? God has opened the windows of heaven. He doesn't want us to sit back and say, ooh, look at God. But he wants us to get up, get those blessings, and put them into action. And we secure our future by making somebody else's future brighter. All of us sitting here today, we have been blessed through the blood of Jesus. But where would we be today if Jesus would have come through 42 generations and said, I'm only dying for the Jews? Where would we be today if Jesus would have said, I'm only dying for those who look like me? Where would we be? But we serve a God who said, I'm going to secure my future in you. So therefore, he is the one that took a beating for stuff he had not done. But he took that beating because he was securing his future in us. And then when they took him up Golgotha Hill, he didn't just get on the cross to make a name for himself. But he got on the cross because he was securing his future in us. And when they hung him from the sixth until the ninth hour, he didn't just hang there because it looked good. He didn't just hang there because channel 2, 4, and 5 was there. But he hung on the cross because he was securing his future in us. Even when they laid him in the tomb, he could have stayed there. But he said, oh no, I've got to secure my future. Because he knew when he got up, he would get up with all power. So he laid there that Friday. He laid there Friday night. He laid there Saturday. He laid there Saturday night. But he said, my future is at stake and I gotta get up. So Sunday morning, he got up with all power. And when he got up, you got up. When he got up, we got up. Secure our future. Every time we give him a praise, we secure our future. Every time we kneel down in prayer, we secure our future. So child of God, as I prepare to go to my seat, if you haven't received anything, it's probably because you haven't done anything. If nobody pats you on your back, it's because because you have not patted anybody else on their back. If you feel like ain't nobody praying for you, it's because you ain't praying for nobody else. But I double dog dare you to call somebody else's name. I double dog dare you to reach out and touch somebody else. Because grandmama used to say it like this, what goes around comes around.
So it's time now. It's time now for us to get serious. It's time for us to look and see. God, wake me up. Light a fire in me so that I may be about your business. We are good at receiving, but now it's time for us to start believing. Believe that God has a special gift for you. Believe that God will raise up a generation for you. Believe that God will open windows of heaven just for you. Believe that God will hear and answer your prayer. Believe that he loves you far beyond you can love yourself. Believe it! Believe it! Believe it! Because when you believe it, you'll find out that God specializes in securing our future. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. You need to secure somebody's future. You need to make sure that our children of all ages will be able to get a prayer through. But if they never hear us pray, they won't understand. All we have to offer you today is Christ. Will there be one today? We just want you to have the opportunity to be saved, to be sanctified. This is how we secure our future, by adding to the church. Will there be one today? Just try God. Just try him today. Lesson. The Lord gave me two words.
right now, all of you that can, what are the last four words, the last four letters in African?
I can.
What are the last four letters in American? One more time, what is that?
I can.
So who's gonna, who is, who needs to secure our future? Who can secure our future? Who will secure our future? Whose responsibility? Who will take up the responsibility of securing our future? It is so serious. On last week, we saw where there was over 300 buses that went down to Jenna, Louisiana. That's fine. We're trying to get 30 people in Bible study. It's good to make a showing, but this is our future. This is all we have. And St. John, it saddens me that after all God has done for us, we're still on the sidelines. I don't do crumbs anymore. I've gotten used to bread. And I've gotten used to the whole loaf. Amen. We're going to come to the altar today. And if you are an African American, if you are an American, that simply means that I can, you can, we all can. Let's come secure our future at the altar. We need to come right now. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to serve you. We thank you for an opportunity to worship and fall down before you. God, right now we say hallelujah, that you are a God that hears, that sees, and you answer. God, we thank you right now for just wrapping your arms around each and every one of us. We thank you, God, for all your loving children from 2 months old to 102. We thank you, God, that you have joined us again, breast to breast and heart to heart. Thank you, God, for waking us up, reminding us again that you are the one that gives us life and life more abundantly. Thank you again, God, for telling us we are no longer the tail, but you have made us the head, and we are to expect all those good things. Thank you, God, for just shaking us up. Thank you, God, for waking us up. Thank you, God, for preparing the table. Oh, God, right now. God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, Father God, we just thank you right now for opening the doors of this your house, for letting us come in, for letting us look up, Lord God, and see the blessings as they pour down right now. Father God, we lift every family that's represented here. Lord God, we got family members on the highway. We got family members out of town. God, wherever they are, we pray a very special blessing on taking regular doctor visits. We ask you right now, work a miracle for them, Lord. Let them know that you are still God. Let them know right now, Father, that you have all things under your power, all things under your control. Oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to kind of order our footsteps, God, our steps inside and outside. Thank you, Lord, for every day that you give us, for every breath we take. Thank you. God, as we know, it's now time to build the city. Father God, it's time for us to prepare a way to get the legacy started. Master God, we ask you right now, light a fire in us right now, Lord. Let them know, remind us again, nothing gets done by osmosis, but you are looking for workers, for the harvest is ripe and the labors are few. Let them know, God, you're not looking for flowers to decorate the wall, but you're looking for workers who will go in the vineyard right now, God. God, in the blessed name of Jesus, we ask you to bless us together as you bless us apart. We stand, Father God, for all those family members who have family members over in Iran and Iraq. For those family members who are in a war on the streets of Austin, on the streets of St. Louis, on the streets of Fairview Heights. Lord, we just ask you to bless them right now. Bless every father, every mother. Bless every son, every daughter, every grandmother. Bless today, Lord. Because we have to stand ready to protect that which you have given us. Strengthen our hearts, Lord God. Strengthen us today. For Lord God, we want to stand so close together that one cannot fall for the other. Lord God, just bind us together. Father God, we give you all praise. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. We ask you today to continue to bless us. Continue to raise us up. For in the last days, when you're looking for our people to praise you, please look at us. In the last days, when you're looking for our people to send out for you, please look to us. In the last days, when you're looking for someone to stand for the truth, look to us, God. We will stand. In the blood of Jesus, we will secure our future in our children, in our children's children, down to the 10th generation. We give all praise, honor, and glory to you. And Lord God, if we've said or done anything contrary to your will, we repent of it right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every door that you open. We thank you for every blessing that you send. We thank you, God, for giving us another chance. And we ask these and all of the blessings in Jesus' name. And those who love the Lord say amen. 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 Like your neighbor said, let's work on our future. Let's work on our future. Let's work on our future. Let's work on our future.
Pray for me.
Whenever we go out to your football games, your baseball and basketball games, we're not just cheering you for that day.
Well, well.
But we're cheering you for your future. Whenever you stand at the podium, you sing in the choir, we don't cheer you because it's Children's Day. But we cheer you for the security of St. John. Brother Woods, I need you to stand. This lady has been over Sunday school for years, and she still got fire in her. Because she knows she's training future lawyers, doctors, future state representatives. And she wants to make sure that her future is secured in you. Other parents, please stand. If you're a parent, stand. Children, I want you to see, you have a support system that you have not yet touched. You have a support system that is concerned about not you just coming to St. John, but we're concerned about you when you go to school. We're concerned about you going to college. We're concerned about you on the playground. Whatever concerns you concerns us. Amen. Have a seat. Deacon Woods, I want you to wave your hand. Some of y'all don't understand his passion about music. But let me tell you, when you in your rough times, you gotta have a song. When you in your dark days, you need a song. When you don't know right from left, you need a song. And if he put the right kind of music in you, you will be the one that will turn around and teach somebody else the music of your God. We are in this fight together. And we know that if you make it, we will all make it. Somebody made it for us. And we want to make sure you make it just like we make it. I understand the plight of Nehemiah. And when we understand Nehemiah, we'll get more concerned about each other. No, I'm not about to preach again. But I got fire in me. I tell you, the fire, and it's burning hot today. Children of God, I don't want to see another 13-year-old kill another 12-year-old. I don't want to see another 16-year-old get killed by policemen trying to steal a 16-ounce soda. I don't want to see another carjacking. And if we will secure our future on this side, then our work will be done. So I don't know about you, but I know I can take the responsibility of securing our future. If you want to help me, raise your hand. Just to secure our future. Amen. On yesterday, as Sister Lovett has spoken, they had a gathering. And she had set forth a challenge that the young people should bring a new person. And she told me on yesterday, Sister Misha, would you please stand? Sister Misha, there's an award up here for you for bringing in a new person on yesterday. Give her a hand, y'all. Amen. Singles ministry, Sister Johnson, please stand. Sister Jackie Johnson. Sister Johnson is looking for, you sat down off the quick. Stand up. Sister Johnson is looking for her church
this ministry. Please understand this is not Sister Johnson's program. This is a service at St. John's. And if nobody else comes, St. John's gonna be here. Amen. That's the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Sit down there. Amen. Is there anything else to come before us? We thank again my family. God bless you. Thank you for being here. Amen. If our hearts and minds are clear, let us stand. Come down front. All I need is 5 minutes.